With rules Eddie Morris-Jones after today's defeat in the JD Cymru North against Clanrider. One of those kind of cliches, game of two halves, but fantastic first half, but then experience told in the second half perhaps.
Yeah, tremendous first half, couldn't have asked for anything else from the lads. Dug in, went to plan, you know, they've listened and they took off from what the encouraging signs we did against Prestatyn. You know, they've played with a bit of passion, desire, and the tactics work and they listened, and yeah, they come in worthy 3-0 leaders.
And almost half time came at the wrong time really in terms of the confidence that was within the team, and then probably the important thing was to try and hold on 5-10 minutes and get a base in the second half, but then a couple of early goals for Clanrider changed the match.
Yeah, you know, we finished the half on a high, you know, they were expressing themselves, they were playing with a smile on their face, and that's what we wanted, you know, that's what I want them to do. You know, we spoke at half time how Clanrider would react, how they would come at us, and we just needed to ride that 10-15 minute storm, and then to sort of be that, I'm more gutted than anything, because to be that naive, to concede so early on and then just to collapse like that, it's not good. So we've got ourselves to blame for that second half performance.
And so positives, obviously a high number of players from the academy and kind of the perfect storm really. We've got quite a lot of players out injured at the moment. January transfer windows come at the right time perhaps.
Yeah, and I can't fault any one of them. You know, they've been asked big things and they've all answered us and more. You know, we wouldn't be in the position we're in. You know, the exciting signs, we've got some young kids coming through without them, you know, and they have been put on the spot at times. You know, young Luke got asked to play late last night, you know, and he's come in and done tremendous, you know, and he's not at fault for any of that today. And all the others, they've all played a big part, you know, and there's some real good signs and some real good kids that are going to be a big part of us through the end of the season, you know, massively. You know, I'm not just going to use them while we've got injuries. Some of them have claimed a spot in that team and it shows that they want to be here as well, and that's the massive thing for us, you know. And yeah, again, they've done brilliant. You can't fault any of them.
I think particularly in the first half, Mason Blackwell-Jones up front gave the defence quite a hard time with the pace, and the pace of him and Kai Owen gave the defenders a real challenge in the first half.
Yeah, young Mason's been a breath of fresh air. Yeah. You know, he's been really good. You know, he's brave, he's honest, he'll run channels and he'll create his own chances just from his pace and his sort of intent to get the ball back high up on the pitch. And alongside, you know, Cal behind him, Cal's been tremendous. You know, we've put him in a few different roles in the last 6 weeks. And yeah, again, you can't fault him. Ben Lottley falling back in, straight back from, you know, being injured. A good 80 minutes from him and then he felt it again. So we've had to pull him off, you know, and that's what you want from these young lads, you know, and they want to play for real and they see that this is this big club and they want to be a part of that, which is fantastic. You know, you can't pay for that, you know. The January window is coming up and there will be some new fresh faces, you know, that want to come to Real and play, and that'll hopefully bring that competition back, and hopefully we'll get some injured players back in the coming weeks, which is needed, you know, for that strength and that sort of stability in the team, you know, because we are missing that, and hopefully we can kick on from that.
Cheers, thanks.
Cheers, thank you.